Well, I'm joined on the line by Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, well, most of the action this weekend is in Athletics, is in the National Junior Track and Field Championships in the Morton Stadium. And, well, some positive news from a Donegal point of view.
Yes, indeed, that's positive news and for our Donegal Masters, and that was expected, obviously. And the good news as well is that a number of Donegal clubs have got in the act, and that's always going to be good for club morale and club return. So well done on that. You know, it was coming on the back of yesterday, the National Junior Championships. They were held in Morton Stadium as well yesterday, and we had that Donegal record from Adrian Gallen from Liffestraban Club, so that was good news. Yesterday, today, well, the news started early with Sinead McConnell winning the walk, as she has done for the last couple of years. She's been dominant in that age group right through the years, and she hit the nail on the head once again. Then that moved on to people like Bosco Reid, who won the Hammer, he's Finn Valley. I'll stay with it clubs by club here. He won the Hammer, and PJ Sweeney from Drumkeen got himself a medal in the long jump back in action after many, many years. And Patrick Galvin, who also coaches at Finn Valley, had a really, really good day winning really impressively in the shot in his age category. So he'll be happy, and the athletes that he coaches will be encouraged by that as well. What else had we? Well, we had Katrina McDevine. She led the 1500 metres right throughout, and just pipped on the line for the gold medal, but a very, very solid performance for her, in and around 5 minutes for her, in fact. And let me see, Patrick Brennan back in action, 4:09 for 1500 metres. He was dominant, absolutely dominant, and good to see him back, because he has that ability. He just needs to be competitive and get into the races and be at the races and rattle on, you know. So good victory for him. That'll do his morale the world of good as well, as he faces into the cross country and some road races coming up as well. Just taking a breather here and just trying to think, is there anybody else, but it may come to me later. Now then, Tyrconnell Athletic Club, a really impressive victory for Martin Cunningham, his first ever National Masters title from the Tyrconnell Club, 4:22 for him. And you know, he celebrated in fine style. He was absolutely delighted, and it is of course a big deal for him, you know, to do that, the first time ever won the National. So big deal for him. And also from the Tyrconnell Club, Robert Anderson, he won the weight for throw as well. Damien Crawford from the Liffestraban Club, well, he won the javelin with a 48 metres throw. And once he got that 48 metres in, there was nobody going to come anywhere near him. And he won that one. Nicole O'Donnell from the Rosses Club has been coming through for the last couple of years, but has been, you know, really, really impacting at national level last year to begin with. And this year, she really ran an excellent 100 metres today. And she had yards to spare in her 100 metres, the girl from the Rosses. So well done to her. That was pretty much it. Going through the different things, I think it's just in my head trying to get it right, but that's pretty much it. But the big some really positive results, some strong results in long jump and throws, and in the middle distance particularly, and in the walks, of course. So well done, everybody.
And well, Patsy, I suppose it's good if the Masters is doing it as well, but looking forward to next weekend. What's coming up in the athletics calendar? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, not a pile next weekend. You know, there's a lot of tidying up going on in terms of Ballyliffin, you know, which was got about 1,600-1,700 entries, and of course it couldn't go ahead. It was to happen in the next couple of weeks, but that's not happening now. But that people are doing that virtually, and there's hundreds of people doing that virtually around the county and around the country even. And Sonia Sullivan did it here in Donegal this weekend, so that was a big news story. But next weekend we've got the Ulster Senior Championships, and they're in the Mary Peters track. And in fairness to Ulster as a province, they have continued with provincial championships this year while other provinces kind of backed off, you know. And Ulster have found a way to get through this eerie weird period that we're living through at the moment. So big compliments to them. So next weekend, Ulster Senior Championships, and the next couple of weeks all over the place, you'll meet people getting their miles in and claiming their T-shirt and medal, which celebrates 20 years. 20 years now, so 20... the year 2000, when Sonia O'Sullivan came off that bend to grab herself an Olympic medal, and the medal this year commemorates that 20 years.
Yeah, and from the tone of your voice, there's no excuses as well. You can get out and do all your running virtually as well, Patsy.
Exactly. You know, you can get out and do it, and then you can still enter, in fact, if anybody wants to go and claim one of these unique, really beautiful medals and T-shirts. So basically, that's out there. So people are looking for things to do, places to, you know, to do it, and just get out the door. That's the place to do it. Or go to Ballyliffin or do whatever, or spend, you know, everybody's got their own preferences. But, I mean, look, it's there for anybody to do.
Look, Patsy, as ever, thanks very much for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport with the Athletics Review.